Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, my awesome friend? Today's classic Having It All episode is titled, Your Personal Growth Depends on Three Types of Feedback. Are you open to them? And this episode is from back in July of 2018. Now, I love this conversation because feedback is so absolutely necessary for your growth, for your development, for you to improve. I'll give you an example. Right now, the NBA playoffs are happening, and every 2 to 3 days, teams are playing one another in a best of seven series. So after they play a game, you better believe they're going back to watch film. And the reason to watch film is to get feedback, to figure out where they need to improve so that they can get better and better as the games go on, so they can ultimately hit the big goal of winning a championship. Now, the same is true in your life. In order for you to hit that big championship, whatever it is, however you define success, you're going to need to not only seek out feedback, but be able to receive it and surrender to it. And I can tell you, as good as anybody else, that receiving and surrendering to feedback can be extremely challenging. But again, it is absolutely necessary. And in this episode, I'm going to tell you three types of feedback, because you may not be aware that there are many different types of feedback. But I'm going to talk about three of them, and I'm going to get you to really look at and reflect on yourself to see if A, you are aware of these three types of feedback, and B, are you seeking them out, and are you doing anything with that information? Because it's easy to ignore feedback. And when you ignore feedback, it's going to lead to some sort of breakdown. So I love this episode. It's going to have you thinking about and looking at yourself in a different way. And once again, it's all about helping you to create your abundant, loving life and have it all. All right, here we go with your personal growth depends on three types of feedback. Are you open to them? Enjoy. Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it. What's up, everybody? I am me, you are you, and this is the Having It All podcast. Very, very excited for you to be here with me today, hanging out on this 31st of July, 2018. And the reason why I'm kicking off with this date is because tomorrow is a cool day. Tomorrow is a fun day. Tomorrow is the beginning of the 31-day trust challenge that I teased a couple of shows ago and formally announced in our last episode. And so what this is, for the month of August, I want you to build up your personal trust account. I want you to make deposits into yourself so that you know you can count on yourself, you can depend on yourself, and you can build that trust within yourself. And the way that we're doing that is we as a community are committing to doing one habit for ourselves every day for the month of August. We're going to pick the same thing. Some people are choosing meditation. Some people are choosing exercise. Some people are choosing, drinking 50 ounces of water every day. Whatever it is, I want you to choose something that's personal and meaningful to you and commit to it. Commit to it for the entire month of August. So that kicks off tomorrow. And so many of you have signed up already. It's awesome. Super, super cool to see that. And if you have not yet signed up and you want to, you can go to matthewbivens.com/trust, T-R-U-S-T. And that's where you have a link to the document where you simply put your name and your email and you tell me what you are committing to. And then you click, boom, I'm in this sucker. And then for the entire month, all of us together are just going to build trust. And it's such an important thing. You know, the results that we are creating in our lives, the things that we're experiencing, you know, they reflect the degree to which we trust ourselves. So if you aren't liking the results you're creating, if things haven't necessarily been going the way you want them to, I can almost guarantee it has to do with the trust you have for yourself and your ability to count on yourself. So you can do something about that starting tomorrow. So again, it's at matthewbivens.com/trust. It's going for the entire month of August. And get in, bring a partner. You know, what really helped me when I was doing this in June and through July, what helped me to succeed and stick with it was knowing that Sarah was doing it with me, you know, having that accountability. So I know a bunch of you have brought in your friends and family members and had them sign up too. That's a great way for you to just create those accountability measures in your life. And, you know, do that. It's funny because that relates a little bit to today's topic. Today's topic, we are talking about feedback. And specifically, I'm going to be giving you all three different types of feedback that when you are open to them and when you are open to receiving and surrendering to them, then that's really when your growth and evolution accelerate. Yes. So that's what we're talking about today. First, let's share some magic because I am standing in my office right now and I am seeing magic all around me. And as a reminder, this is your first time on the show. If you're new to it, then magic is our abilities to influence ourselves, others, or life itself to create something amazing. So we're creating magic all the time, but we're not always aware of it. So I want to build that awareness, heighten that awareness within you so that you can sit back and be like, dang, I am a truly magical person and I'm a powerful person and I am creating so many amazing things around me all the time. Boy, what happens if I can just take that energy, that creation energy, and put a little bit of intention behind it and point it at things that I'm truly wanting to have an experience? What would that be like? That's what this magic stuff is about. Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. What's up, friends? This episode is sponsored by Factor, my go-to source for delicious and ready-to-eat meals. Sarah and I are very intentional with what we feed our family. We know that food is fuel, and mealtime not only gives us a chance to connect as a family, but also take care of our bodies. That's why we are grateful we found Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Our family loves the smoothies and wellness shots in particular. With Factor, you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. So, what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Head to factormeals.com/havingitall50 and use code HAVINGITALL50 to get 50% off. That's code HAVINGITALL50 at factormeals.com/havingitall50 to get 50% off. So, magic for me, you know, there's a little bit of there's a bit of sadness to my magic. My grandmother Naomi, she passed in March. She transitioned in March. She was 95 years old, and she had 5 grandkids, and she left her grandkids a little bit of money. And so it's been a couple of months since her transition, and those accounts have started to surface, and the money has started to be dispersed and all of that. And so I received a portion of money from her estate that she had put in the form of a CD for myself and my cousins. So, you know, receiving money is a great thing. I'm very much practicing aligning with abundance and just being open to money as it flows to me from all corners and in all these different ways. In this case, it's a bit hard, I guess, for me to feel so excited about it, because the only reason why this money is coming to me is because my sweet grandmother has transitioned. So, you know, I've kind of felt bittersweet about it, but Sarah and I have really improved our financial maturity, but our processes and our intentions with our finances. And so we knew that we wanted to make some updates to our house. We wanted to buy some new furniture and buy a couple of things within the house. And particularly, we wanted to beautify our home office. And we had been doing that kind of piece by piece over the past number of months, just kind of getting something here and buying another thing there as we had the money for it. And with this influx of money coming from the CD my grandmother left me, it has given us an opportunity to go ahead and purchase those things ahead of schedule. And so the magic is, you know, attracting that money. And because Sarah and I had already planned out what we wanted to do with this well in advance, you know, we had already made our budget and our intentions. It was just the money came in and we were like, beautiful. We had our spreadsheet. We already knew what we wanted and we already knew the costs. So this past weekend, we just went and purchased things. We went to IKEA. We went to Target, purchased a few things online. And so now I'm standing in my office and I'm looking at a couple of new bookshelves and some plants scattered all over and new curtains. And it's just, you know, it's really magical. That's what it is. And so I'm very grateful to my grandmother, Naomi, and her her wanting to give to her kids and to her grandkids, and doing that early and kind of setting that intention for all of us. And that's it's a beautiful thing, and it's something that I want to pay forward. And so right now, though, I'm just very much appreciating it, and I'm basking in this magic. So that's my magic for today. I appreciate you, Grandma Nay. And I got some awesome listener love this week. And this particular piece of listener love came from iTunes. And so I love when you all leave reviews and ratings on iTunes. They're always just awesome to see and experience, because what's cool about it is, as the show's grown over the years, you know, I feel like you get a certain, like there's a turning point when people start to not like you. You know, because they say you can't please everybody. So I know for myself, when I've gotten to a place where the things that I'm saying are rubbing certain people the wrong way, I'm like, okay, like I'm onto something. And it kind of goes to a next level when those people want to go on and leave you poor ratings and reviews. So I got a couple of those, and hey, you know, that's cool. It just kind of tells me that I need to keep with this message. And honestly, I need to go deeper and be more bold and be more courageous, because what I want to do is rub people in interesting ways. Not literally, but you know what I mean. I want to touch those points within you that trigger feelings and emotions. And, you know, it would be great if by listening to the show, you've picked up tools and new perspectives and different beliefs and principles that allow you to relate to those triggers in a new way. But some folks don't. You know? So this listener love actually isn't out to the 1-star reviews. It goes to a 5-star review. And this one goes to COVID, K-O-V-I-D, COVID. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. And, you know, you just said you love the realism, and you talked about what makes this podcast stand out is that it's not preachy, and that I talk about my own weaknesses in an honest way, and I discuss the ways that I am working to improve them. I think that's awesome, man. I really receive that. I totally receive the feedback that the show doesn't come across as come across as preachy. You know, that's big to me. I think that for me, I want to not only share some insights or something powerful with you that you can use and apply in your life. I want to back it up though with my own experience of it. And if I have a breakdown story to go along with it, because I have a lot of those, then I want to share that as well. Because creating and experiencing your abundant, loving life, it's going to be challenging, right? Because in that process, in that experience, you're going to be doing things like setting standards for yourself and holding them. And that alone has been some of the hardest things I've experienced in my life, is setting my own standards, understanding what I'm worth, where my value is, and then holding that standard. It's incredibly hard. And so, you know, I don't want to come across and just say things like, yes, it's important for you to know your values and set your standards, and then just end the episode, because that leaves you in a place of, you know, when you go out and try it for yourself and you get smacked in the face by life, you're like, what the hell, man? You told me to do this thing and I did, and it didn't work out. What I want you to know is that it's about just sticking with it, creating that bigger why for yourself in whatever it is that you're doing, you know, buying into the process and then surrendering, just surrendering, putting your hands up and being like, listen, I don't get it, but I'm just going to trust. So COVID, I appreciate you. Thank you for going on iTunes and taking out the time to leave a rating and review. And if you listening right now, if you want to be shout out on the show, or if you want to give back to the show, a great way to do that is, first of all, make sure you're subscribed. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on, or I guess it's Apple Podcasts. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on Google Podcasts, subscribe on whatever platforms that you have. And then leave me feedback in the form of a rating or review. Or you can go on my website, MatthewBibbins.com/contact. And there's a form right there, and you can leave feedback that way. And I love it. I'd love to hear what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and areas that I can improve. That is perfect, because we're talking about feedback today. So it kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Today's feedback topic. I used to shy away from feedback like crazy. I was very, very sensitive. Very sensitive when I was growing up. And whenever somebody would tell me something that I would categorize as criticism, I couldn't handle it. I remember one time in middle school, teacher called me up front and we were doing some fun activity in class. Like I remember the class being kind of fun and excited that day. She called me up and I want to say she just showed me my grade and asked me something about what was going on with my grades or something like that. And I couldn't handle that level of what I interpreted as criticism. And I just started crying. I was like 12 years old, 13 years old. And like, I was crying in class. And I want to say I hid it because none of my classmates said anything to me and the class was sort of distracted. But I took feedback like that all the time. Meaning, when somebody would give me feedback, it would like bring up so many emotions within me. I couldn't handle it. Fast forward to where I am today, and feedback is something I seek out. I want you to go on iTunes and tell me what this show, how the show sucks and what you don't like about it, right? Like I want those people who I've put in my inner circles in life to tell me how they're experiencing me and how I can level up. I want that because I connect feedback with the mechanism for evolution and growth. There is no evolution or growth without feedback. It's a great other way to put it. You can look at it in terms of just life on Earth, you know, organisms, plants, animals, people. The way that evolution happens over the course of you know, millions of years is feedback comes in from the environment. Information comes in from the environment. And that organism takes that information, processes it, and then things happen, things change, things evolve. And that same sort of principle is what happens in this whole personal development, whatever you want to call it, sphere, right? Where you say to yourself, I think I'm a jealous person and I want to get to a place where I'm more centered and peaceful and you know, I have a higher sense of self-worth. And well, how do you think you go from person A to person B? Well, you know, one of the things that helps to keep you on that path as you're making those shifts is feedback. And so it is such an essential part of what I know so many of you are playing for. Let's just take a look at the definition of feedback for a second. You go online, go to Merriam-Webster, type in feedback, and it says, feedback is the transmission of evaluative or corrective information about an action, event, or process to the original or controlling source. The big word you want to take away from that is information. Feedback is simply information. It's not good, it's not bad, it's not right, it's not wrong. It's just information. Now, there is healthy feedback and unhealthy feedback, right? But that has more to do with you and the person who's delivering the feedback and less about what the feedback is. So, you know, as I'm using that word throughout this episode, just be thinking of feedback in terms of information, right? A person who went on to iTunes and said that the show sucked and that, you know, I was preachy, for example, if that's what they said, that's just information, right? And then I get to take that and I get to internalize it, wear it on, and see if that resonates with me. And if it does, I can surrender to it and say, okay, wow, preachy. So what do I need to do to shift the show so it doesn't come across as preachy? Or I can say, cool, that's what how you feel about it. That's the information you feel like sharing. I don't need to do anything with that, right? But a lot of times we do what I did when I was 13 years old, crying in class. I take feedback, I take the information, and I attach a label to it that it's wrong or it's bad or whatever it is. And then that label is what allows me to take it personally. So let's just shift our relationship to feedback for this conversation, and let's just think of it in terms of information. So there's a couple of cool examples that I think help demonstrate the power of feedback and how you can use feedback. And I've talked about these, at least one of them, on the show before. I want you to close your eyes and, well, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but if you can, just envision that you are on a plane, right? You're a pilot of an airplane. That's what I want you to envision. And you're flying from New York to LA. Now, you know the direction, the general direction you need to head. You're heading southwest, and you know your destination. You want to arrive in LA. Through the course of those miles, your plane is going to get off of the path. It's going to get off course. Now, it is feedback that comes from your instrumentation that helps you to get back on course. It's information from your instruments that say, hey, you're veering a little bit to the north. You're veering a little bit too far south. You're going a little bit too high. Hey, there's a mountain range coming up. You're flying a little bit low. It's that information that comes from your trusted instruments that you then take in, and it allows you to course correct. Because as you fly from New York to LA, you're going to be off course hundreds of times. But that's not the point, right? The point of this is, and the point is to get to your destination. So it's not about whether you go off course. It's about how quickly you can get back on course. And that's what feedback does. Feedback helps you get back onto your course. And the folks who can take in the feedback and who can course correct fast enough or faster, those are the ones who are going to get to their destination sooner. Those are the ones who are going to experience whatever it is they want to experience sooner. As opposed to the person who receives the feedback and doesn't want to take it in. And the feedback's telling you, hey man, you're traveling north. You're not heading to LA, you're heading to Seattle. And you're like, no, I'm not going to accept that feedback. And you just keep on cruising and you find yourself way out in the Pacific somewhere, right? That's how people use and misuse feedback. So a new thought for you to wear on is no, it's not about getting off course. You're going to get off course in your life. It's about how quickly you can get back on. Okay, so there are different types of feedback, and that's, you know, one of the main things about this conversation are the different types of feedback that there are. And I want you to ask yourself as I go through these, which ones of these do you currently have in your life? The three different types of feedback are, the first is feedback coming from a collective group of people. So it's coming from people that you trust. The second type of feedback is feedback that comes from your body. Your body is giving you feedback all the time. And the third type of feedback is feedback coming from data. Numbers are giving you feedback, right? So the first type, people you trust, okay? So we all probably have at least one person in our lives who we trust. And if you're playing this abundant loving life game, then you're probably setting up a group of trusted people that can give you perspective, that can give you feedback, that can share with you information about how you're showing up in life. And the reason why a group is more powerful than an individual is that when you get a group's perspective, you get multiple points with which you can help you triangulate where you really are. If we sit down one-on-one and I tell you some piece of feedback, I say, hey, this is how I'm experiencing you. That can very much be biased by a whole host of things going on with me and can be influenced by dynamics within our relationship.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. And so my piece of feedback, if I said something like, yeah, you kind of sound a bit defensive when I bring up, you know, topics around sex. And it's like, maybe that's the case. Now, if you heard that piece of feedback from a dozen people, guess what? It's probably accurate, right? So that's why it's always great to have a group of trusted people around you, and that's why I say trusted, who can give you feedback, a collective group of people you trust. That is one of the types of feedback that is most powerful. I said the body is the other type. Now, your body is constantly giving you feedback. It can be feedback in the form of aches and pains. That's definitely feedback. That's your body telling you there's something going on here. Hey man, pay attention. There's something you ate that's creating these this bubble guts going on, right? That's not just, you know, it's funny. A lot of times we want to say, like, put it on external things. And we don't want to just assume responsibility for the fact that we may have put some garbage in our body that's creating X, Y, and Z experience. But, you know, your body is just constantly telling you information. It's giving you information all the time. And so if you can open up your awareness to your own body, it's kind of like Neo in the Matrix, man. Like, you're able to see so many different things going on. You're seeing those green bars flying by because you're recognizing that your body is just giving you all this information all the time. And it's like, oh my gosh, I never knew my body was so amazing. Or maybe you say, I never knew I was treating my body so poorly because I had just numbed all of this feedback over the years. So your body is just beautiful, beautiful, just, I don't know, organism. This is magical, magical thing that you have that is just constantly communicating to you. And so you want to just open yourself up to it. What is your body telling you? And then the other type of feedback I mentioned was data. You know, so I have this app. I've mentioned it a bunch of times. It's called the Balance Chart app. And it has all these habits that I've chosen for myself, and I log those habits. And over the course of days and weeks and months, and for me, in my case, years, I have a lot of data on myself. I have a lot of data about my, you know, the habits that I'm choosing, which reflect my lifestyle. So those numbers, they simply are. That data simply is. It's not good. It's not bad. If one day I don't hit my water goals, or one week I've been really off on my running and haven't gotten my miles in, and I reflect back on that day or week, you know, in the future, and I look at it, the numbers are simply the numbers. The fact that I didn't hit my water goals and didn't hit my miles is not good or bad. I'm the one who interprets it that way and puts that label on it and then internalizes it and takes it personally. But it's just data. It's just data. When you step on a scale and it shows you your weight, that's just data. That's it. And then you're the one who says, oh, that's good. Oh, that's bad. And you put some judgment on it. So for years, even today, this still happens with me today. I step on the scale and I'm like, oh, I'm too skinny. I'm too light. I don't like that number. And I wish that number was heavier, because if that number was bigger, it would indicate that I'm, you know, more macho, more of a man, that I'm fully grown. I'm a mature man if that number is higher. The number is the number. It's just a number. But then I apply all this stuff onto it. So this entire conversation, one of the big takeaways is to examine for yourself where and when you're taking feedback personally, where and when you are applying your own judgments onto some feedback, onto some information. because it's just information. Just data. And the areas in which you are judging or taking personally, guess what? Those are the areas that are opportunities for you. Those are areas you want to explore. And if you say to yourself that, yeah, I'm into evolution, I'm into personal growth, well, guess what? You embrace feedback. Whenever somebody in my life or one of my clients is running away from feedback, what that tells me is that they just are not interested in growth in this moment. It tells me that their growth and evolution is going to be delayed because they are running from feedback, because they are in denial. That's what happens a lot in this whole feedback conversation. People get in denial. You don't want to believe the feedback. It's like, no, I don't weigh that. Get out of here. Your scale's wrong. I know me. I know me. I've been working out. I've been drinking protein shakes. I know me better than this scale. Something is wrong. Return it to the manufacturer. This is a piece of garbage. We don't want to embrace feedback. And so here's what happens, right? When you're presented with this truth that feedback is simply information, and we always have choice, okay? So we have the choice to deny the feedback, right? And with choice comes consequence. When you choose something, there's a consequence. When you pick up one end of a stick, you also get what's on the other end of that stick. So if I'm choosing to deny feedback, then one of the consequences is that I'm going to experience the same results. If I want to deny the feedback of the scale, then guess what? I'm going to feel sad or bitter or frustrated when I step on the scale. It just is what it is. That's just one choice, though. The other choice is to surrender to feedback. To say, oh, wow, okay. Yeah, it's accurate. It is what it is. Okay, cool. The consequence of that choice is to create new results, to create a new experience. And guess what growth and evolution is? Growth and evolution is new results, new experiences. So how do you get there? By surrendering to feedback. And what is feedback? Well, feedback is simply information. And where does feedback come from? Well, feedback can come from a group of people you trust. It can come from your body, and it can come from data. So to bring this whole conversation full circle, do you have a group of people you trust in your life that's giving you healthy feedback? Are you paying attention to what your body is communicating to you, the information that your body is communicating to you? And do you have mechanisms in your life? Have you placed mechanisms in your life that are giving you data on yourself, on how you are showing up in life? If you said no to those things, yet at the same time, you are wanting to grow in a certain area or evolve in a certain area, guess what? The growth and evolution is just not going to happen because there's no feedback in place. So that's a huge thing for you to walk away from this conversation with. If I'm a person, you're asking yourself, if I'm a person who's wanting growth and evolution, then first of all, am I creating feedback mechanisms in my life? Yes or no? No? Okay, let me go create them. Yes? Okay, great. Am I surrendering to the feedback that I'm receiving? Yes or no? No? If you're not surrendering to the feedback, then guess what? You're going to continue to experience the same results, which is going to create frustration because you say you want to grow and evolve, but you're not doing the thing to grow and evolve. Okay. And yes, if you are surrendering to feedback, then now you're opening yourself up to some growth and evolution. Now you're opening yourself up to change. And the more you surrender to healthy feedback coming from trusted sources, it's just going to continue to accelerate you down that path. So I'm very excited for you, particularly those of you who experienced a little bit of denial come up, who wanted to push back on some of these ideas. That's just a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for you to experience a breakthrough. And those breakthroughs, they can just catapult you. You know, like they can do so much when you just open yourself up to a new idea, a new way of thinking. Like, wow, okay, maybe feedback is impersonal. Huh. Maybe what those people at work are telling me, and I keep hearing the same thing over and over, like maybe there's something to that. Okay. Maybe the reason why I keep seeing the same thing is because I keep doing the same things. Okay. Those are all powerful moments. And those moments, when you start stacking them up, guess what? Stuff starts to happen. It's a beautiful thing. All right, so share with me your feedback on this episode. Where have you recognized in your life that, you know what? I have been resisting feedback, or I have not put in these mechanisms in place. Talk to me about it. Email me, mattcbivens@gmail.com, or go to the website, matthewbivens.com/contact, or you can hit me up on Instagram, Matthew_Bivens. I love to get into conversations, so I make myself available in multiple areas. And if you are interested in growing that trust account through receiving feedback, that's what it is when you take on some new habit for the course of a month. You're going to be receiving all sorts of feedback. It's going to be fascinating. If you want to join in, remember, go to MatthewBivens/trust. That's the place to join us. We're kicking off tomorrow, August 1st. You can still sign up. And yeah, I'm excited for you. I'm going to go give and receive some feedback now. And with my Tuesday night conscious fitness class, I love it because fitness is all about feedback. Exercise, that's all feedback, baby. It's a beautiful thing. So go be beautiful, be powerful, be peaceful, be loving. My name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all. Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.